An environmental watchdog nonprofit just released a report identifying companies who are using diesel fuel in their horizontal drilling fluids. Apparently, that's illegal without a special permit. The nonprofit Environmental Integrity Project advocates for enforcement of environmental laws. They recently published a report entitled Fracking Beyond the Law. It asserts that illegal injection of diesel fuel during hydraulic fracturing has continued somewhat blatantly over the last 4 years. The report also notes that recently drilling companies have been modifying self-reported disclosures to remove any indication of diesel fuel use. Mary Green is the senior managing attorney with Environmental Integrity Project. She explained during a recent press conference.
Without obtaining a Safe Drinking Water Act permit, injection of diesel is against the law. Specifically, we identified 33 companies that fracked 351 wells in 12 different states between 2010 and July 2014. We contacted EPA in the states, and not a single permit application has been filed, and not a single permit has been issued.
Green went on to point out that her organization discovered several companies that currently sell fracking fluids, which contain diesel fuels. So here's the backstory. In 2005, Congress passed what has become known as the Halliburton Loophole, an energy policy act that exempted the oil and gas industry from requirements listed in the Clean Water Act and the Safe Drinking Water Act. It was named after then-Vice President Dick Cheney's former oil and gas company that helped to pioneer horizontal gas drilling practices. With the passage of the Halliburton loophole, one of the only chemicals the Environmental Protection Agency was allowed to continue to regulate in the gas industry was diesel fuel. Congress left diesel fuels to the EPA's authority because they contain high levels of benzene, ethylbenzene, toluene, and xylene, known as BTEX chemicals. These are chemicals that are highly mobile in groundwater and are known to cause significant health problems. Green went on to affirm the significance of the report's findings and the value of the law disallowing diesel injections by citing a recent report out of Pennsylvania.
A July 22nd Pittsburgh Post-Gazette report used Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection data to document that fracking has damaged public water supplies 209 times. Since 2007.
The Environmental Integrity Project's report, Fracking Beyond the Law, was based solely on data that had been extrapolated from frackfocus.org, an online industry chemical disclosure registry. Green explained, while different states have varying requirements, information about the chemicals used in hydraulically fractured oil and gas wells is currently self-reported by oil and gas well operators on this site. She criticized FrackFocus because it has no oversight or corroboration mechanisms. Green questioned the accuracy of the data because operators can edit, add, and remove disclosures from the site without leaving a record of or explanation for the change. In fact, her organization noticed over the course of their investigation many diesel fuel disclosures disappearing.
These operators either used diesel or they didn't. Those who changed their disclosures, either months or sometimes even years after initially reporting diesel use, need to explain themselves and account for the change.
West Virginia was included in 12 states where industry operators reported using diesel fuel in their fracking practices. Data indicates that 7 wells in Upshur County, a couple in Taylor, and 1 in Webster, as well as 22 across state lines in Greene County, Pennsylvania, reported using diesel. A couple of the operators are small West Virginia companies, Triana and Mountain V. Triana said a vendor mistakenly identified diesel fuel as a component in fracking formula and that the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection was properly advised of the mistake. The most frequent operator to list using the fuel in this region is Energy Corporation of America, headquartered in Colorado. Company officials say in August of 2012, they became aware of an incorrect material safety data sheet that was provided by a vendor, which resulted in inaccurate data being entered into FrackFocus. Both companies admit changing their disclosures on the FrackFocus.org site, the online industry chemical disclosure registry. Meanwhile, Mountain Vee did not change their disclosure nor respond to requests for comment. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.